Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me is Dr. Chris Hart for World Sleep Day, a dentist who knows how important it is to have proper sleep every night. Good day.
Hello, and thank you for having me on your show.
Thanks for your time. And a few years ago, you developed a prototype to help people who snore.
Correct. So I myself was a chainsaw snorer, and I always say at the time I was using matrimonial positional therapy, which is my wife elbowing me in the ribs to roll up to treat it, and I had tried using other mouth guards that bring the jaw forward or the CPAP mask and pump, and they weren't really appropriate for me. So out of desperation, I took some tubes. I'm a dentist by trade, and I took some of the saliva ejector tubes and I bent them and fashioned them into a mouth guard with an airway in it, and that cured my snoring. Since then, we've delivered a couple of thousand of them, and as far as snoring goes, it 100% response rate for snoring.
And you've remained married.
And remained married, so it saved me a house and a whole lot of other problems. So, very, very happily married.
In relation to snoring, because we all snore, at one point in our life we would snore.
Look, I think that's probably a reasonable position. I know it's very prevalent in adults. Chronic snoring is about half of the population. And I suspect that at one stage or another, all of us have noises coming from our upper airway. I think it is just part of life, yeah.
Some people get diagnosed with sleep apnea, and this is when they stop breathing. And this is where people become chronic snorers. Is that correct?
Yeah, so snoring is a noises resulting from vibration in the upper airway, and it's a sign that you may have sleep apnea. So sleep apnea is where we stop breathing or slow down breathing multiple times an hour, and that leads to lower oxygen levels and all sorts of other issues. So on the spectrum, we have sort of snoring, and then what we call upper airway resistance syndrome is where we start to see reducing oxygen levels and trouble breathing. And then we're on the spectrum of sleep apnea from mild to moderate to severe, and that's where we stop breathing or slow down breathing significantly during the sleep. And then at the very severe end, we have obesity hyperventilation syndrome, where we struggle to breathe to an extreme extent. So snoring is on the spectrum, and there's a very high correlation between snoring and sleep apnea.
And this is when it becomes dangerous, because when you don't get enough sleep, it really, really affects your whole day, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the sleep disorders in general, I think the Sleep Health Foundation commissioned a report from Deloitte, which we were involved with, that showed that there's a huge impact both in terms of health and well-being and economically to a lack of sleep, and it's in the billions and billions of dollars. In terms of those sleep disorders, the subsection of that is sleep apnea, where we do stop breathing, and it has huge issues socially in terms of snoring and people who may or may not be cohabiting. It has issues financially, in terms of risk to safety when we haven't gotten enough sleep due to sleep apnea, and lost productivity and reduced cognitive function. And then in the long term, this stopping breathing repeatedly leads to lower oxygen levels, and the reduced oxygen levels will lead to issues such as hypertension, obesity, depression, diabetes, cardiovascular risk, and long-term mental health issues as well. So we have a whole spectrum of issues that arise due to a lack of sleep, and especially from our point of view, being an obstructive sleep apnea company, the lack of oxygen during sleep is also having long-term effects on people.
For some people, the continuous positive air pressure or CPAP machine is the solution, isn't it? But for some, it makes it even more difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. So CPAP is very effective for patients that use it, and that's been shown time and time again. That's the air being pumped through the mask, and I always say to patients, if that's working, you should absolutely keep using it. It didn't work for me, and the clinical evidence would show that up to half of patients struggle with CPAP at the end of the first year. So if they can't tolerate CPAP, then there are some other treatment options out there. And one of those treatment options is a mouth guard. And the mouth guard that we have, that we've developed with the airway inside it, is showing that about half of patients get a very dramatic improvement, not just from stabilising the lower jaw and stopping it flopping back, but also having a second airway in there, or we call it a second nose. So the technology actually allows the patients to breathe through a second airway if they're having issues with their first airway.
Because sometimes it's in the bone structure, am I correct?
In the bone structure, definitely, also in the muscle control and in the floppiness of the soft tissues. And it's related to weight gain as well. So we can stop the jaw flopping back, and we can, in the situation where there's an issue with the nose or the soft palate, which is the boxing bag at the back of the throat there, if there's an issue there, by including the airway, clinical evidence has shown that there's a good chance we can help those patients.
Who can use the O2 vent?
So anyone who's tried CPAP, but either they can't adhere to it or it hasn't worked for them, they're great candidates. And it's especially useful for people that might have a blocked nose or difficulty who sleep with their mouth open, for instance. They're usually at much higher risk to sleep apnea and snoring. And so those patients it's especially useful for. In actual fact, the clinical evidence has shown those patients get a great result with our particular technology.
So should we consult a GP first before consulting you?
Oh, absolutely. So, sleep apnea is a serious illness, and so the gateway is your GP, and the GP will recommend a sleep study to get a diagnosis, and if it's appropriate, then you can have a recommendation for venous appliance or whatever other treatment is appropriate at the time. And it's really important to manage this through your GP and through the sleep position. So the referral will be to a sleep position for a sleep test initially, and then they'll decide what treatment is appropriate. If you've been diagnosed already and you've tried CPAP and it hasn't worked for you, then the next port of call may be visiting your dentist, or we also have dentists listed on our website that can help patients in that situation as well. And there's a lot of them out there that have tried CPAP and it hasn't worked for them. The good news is there's another option.
So let's say my partner snores. The O2 vent isn't the quick fix, isn't it? You have to go through a series of tests.
Look, ideally, yes. To get a diagnosis first is very important. The snoring, the effect of the O2 vent on snoring is quite profound. We had 100% of patients actually reduce their snoring significantly, and 82% of them it completely disappeared. So that's a very significant outcome for primary snorers. However, snoring is a sign of a more serious disease, and we would need to investigate that further to ensure that it's not a serious health issue. And that the venous technology is appropriate for each patient.
So how many people have come to you and thanked you for saving their marriage or their partnership?
Oh, look, that's a regular event. I would have delivered over 1,000 of these devices, and I think we've done over 2,000 around Australia. And consistently, the feedback has been very positive, where people are cohabiting again. Happy wife, happy life, I think is the saying. And certainly that was the case for me and my wife, that getting rid of that snoring habit is a great benefit, not just to the person sleeping, because with the devices they're waking up refreshed and they're not having these reduced oxygen levels during the night, but also their partners are able to sleep through and they're able to sleep in the same bed, which is, obviously a huge benefit socially.
World Sleep Day, March 16th. Thank you for your time, Dr. Chris Hart.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.